We are in Simin Tav Hei, we're up to Siv Zayin, and we will be doing Zayin and Ches. Siv Zayin, mi shefliga svinaso bayam, someone whose boat set sail in the yam, in the ocean, mahalach es kula. Now the Mishnah Berurah tells us just what's talking about. The case was, you had a boat that was docked, like right offshore. It was sitting on the ground. There's no question of lamala me'asara. It was sitting very close to the ocean floor. And the boat docked there. And the person was kona shvisa on the boat with the intention of going into the city. What happens? A wind comes and blows the boat away. And now he finds himself outside the tchum of the city. So on that, the Mechaber says, even though he was kona shvisa at the place, at the dock, and now he's outside of it, so he's now michutz from his own tchum. He's allowed to walk around the whole boat. Hoel v'shavas ba'avir mechitzis. In other words, we have a case here that you're in the mechitzis that you were kona shvisa in, but you're outside your tchum. So you're inside your boat, but you're outside your tchum because the boat drifted when Shabbos began. What happens if in the middle of Shabbos the walls of the boat started falling apart? I guess it was very windy. Imi mahaleches, so long as it's going, mahaleches kula. He can still walk around the whole boat because it's not called that it is anywhere. V'imi omedes, whereas once the boat stops, eino mahalech bela dalaramis. He could only walk within dalaramis. What happens if the boat gets narrower as it reaches the ends and you don't have a mechitza of 10 tfachim? Ozlin and Basar Emtsoy, we go by the middle of it. Even if in the middle it's got only a small fence that's not 10 tfachim, but together with the depth of the boat it will add up to 10 tfachim, then that is good enough. Now the halachi is that when you're allowed to be mahalach kula, you can't get out of the boat, but you're allowed to walk around the whole boat itself. And the idea is not that he was kona shvisa in the boat. The truth of the matter is that even if he's not kona shvisa, since he was placed in the boat, the halach is if someone took you out of your tchum and ba'onis put you inside an enclosed area, you can walk the whole thing. So the same halach will be the boat too. In the Bir Halach, he goes through different opinions about why the Mechaber used the lashon of that he was kona shvisa. What counts is just that he's there now. Now, with regard to the walls falling down, the halacha is that it's only considered the wall is broken either if you have a pirtza of 10 amas, or that it is poritz meruba ala omid. Sifches, yotzo ledas, what happens if someone left the mezid? Vechziru ovde kochavim, and the non-Jews returned him, ein lo ela dalar amas. He only has dalar amas. He only gets 4 amas. Miu imerziru liiro amukafas mechitzas ledira. So the halachi is kulo kedalar amas. If they put him back, in a place that is enclosed with mechitzas, that entire area is considered dalar amas. So afili yotzo ledas v'chozo ledas. Even if you went out Ladas and you came back Ladas, as long as you're in an area that is completely surrounded, all of it is considered for Amis. Now, that's only if he goes back to the same city he started off in. But if they're putting you in a totally different place, there, if it was Ladas, then you can't be Mahalel's Kula. If it was Shalol Ladas, then you can. What's called a mukuf mechitzis, even a place that has tzuras ha-pesachs around it for carrying on Shabbos. Now, even in a case where you have, where the whole place is called dalar amas, you don't have another 2,000 amas outside it. So let's get this straight. Within your own city, when you're shovis, when you're kona shvisa in a city, you live in a city, and you're there for Shabbos. So the halachi is that your city doesn't need mechitzis. You're allowed to walk through the whole city and you get 2,000 amas outside the city. And we square the city, all the halachas that we learn. Whereas, if you left your tchum, even though it was Shalom Idas, and you're placed in a place, so if that place has mechitzis, you can walk around the whole area and it's considered dalar amas. But if it doesn't have mechitzah, isn't your place in a city, you cannot walk in the whole city.